He said, well, if it holds you, it'll hold me. I got on the other side, I was holding the light for him. He got this is perfect right in the middle, as you ever see anybody. And it was cold that night, because when you breathe, you couldn't hardly see. I'd have to hold my breath before I'd shoot my rabbit at night.
Yeah.
And he got right in the middle, and I heard the staple when it come out, that first staple. And then I seen the wire stretching, and he kept it going. Shroom! He had that big pile of wire, and him and his gun. When that 3 foot of water, that fella come up, he just like a horse. Hot the mighty damn, he said, I'm freezing to death. That old 38 Chevrolet, and I said, let's go home, man, you're going to die here tonight. And the old floorboards is gone, that cold wind had hit him, and you can hear his feet, his knees, all that. And he's up there shaking. I said, boy, you the one unluckiest damn fella I ever seen. Damn wire giveaway. And he said, God damn, he said, I helped you. I don't know why it didn't hold me. I weighed 10, 12 pounds more than him, but I must have weakened the things, you know. So when he got on, they all come up.
Now, what about the kind that would build big paper nests in trees? What do you call
them? I had them big hornets.
Yeah.
Plenty of them up in them woods, too. I'm always respecting those things.
Yeah, those are nasty.
Yeah, because you get them bugs on you. Yeah, you had it if you got one of them.
Yeah.
Any amount of them to get on you.
Yeah. What about the things that fly around at night and bite? Sometimes they carry malaria.
My mosquito.
Yeah, okay. You know, call them skeeters.
Skeeters, yeah.
And then the small insects that might burr into your skin and raise welts.
That could be the tick. The old tick get into you like that.
Tick, or did you ever call them chiggers?
No, chig ain't a tick.
Yeah.
That's chigger. Well, that's ticks. You get that, it's two kind, or three kind. It's going to get on a dog and all that. He's a little different tick, too.
Yeah.
He's a big, he'll swell up and get big. This other one, he just bear down and get it head, and then you got to make him back up, take you something hot. I take a cigarette or something, make him back out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you break your head off, he'll itch, he'll itch, and itch, by God, for a long time.
Yeah. I just thought I'd hear somebody else. What about that big insect, some green, maybe some brown, that hops along in the grass in the summertime?
Would it be what category being a damn big grasshopper or something?
Yeah. You ever hear people call them hopper grass?
Yeah. No, I guess they might have. I'd pay attention to the grasshopper.
Kind of like woodpecker, huh?
Peck of wood.
What about a small fish you might use for bait?
Well, we'll call that a minnow.
Okay. What you call the fine thing stretch across maybe the corner of the room where you hadn't cleaned, you know, this insect gets up there and makes one?
Oh, cobweb.
Cobweb. Okay. Now, the part of the tree underneath the ground, you say you make tea with the sassafras.
Yeah.
What you call those? You call those the...
That's just the root part.
Okay. What sort of preparation, did you ever do anything with those roots of any tree, different trees?
No, just other than wash them good and get the bark and boil them and make this tea out of sassafras, red tea, you know.
You're using the other
some people
any
put
other trees?
That's the only one that I can tell you that make a tea.
Okay.
It may be more, but I don't know them.
And the kind of tree you use to tap for syrup, you call that?
Well, they're the maple trees.
Yeah, don't have them here though, do you?
No.